RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, as does every Monday at 4, the great Donovan McNabb. Donovan, hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Doing
man,
good,
man, what
Donovan?
The hell?
Yeah.
Hold on, Donovan. Yeah, if you don't get out of that sultry voice, man, I'm like, yeah, Donovan, you ain't talking to – listen.
Let the guy sound sexy.
No, man, it's like he called wifey or something, man. Come on, man. Perk up.
Listen. I know y'all animated right now, so I'm just trying to make sure I break it down a little bit.
Okay.
Are you under the weather?
I know you fired up. I know I'm ready to roll.
Okay.
Well, Donovan, we have to start with the most important thing. Why did you take such a mean shot at Josh Allen on Twitter after the game? It seemed completely unnecessary.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to remind people of what you used to do. And what bring excitement to the game. And, you know, you look at that particular play, and that's something that he probably can do in his sleep. But, you know, it just didn't happen, and it obviously ended up on the right end for us.
Yeah, for sure. So why don't we, from an offensive perspective, like break the halves down into two separate halves. First half successful. Talk about the first half first and the second half second. They moved the ball well in the first half, it seemed like. They put points up on the board. What did you see that worked in the first half?
Well, you know, it's funny because everyone talks about the tale of two halves. I mean, I've seen us moving the ball between the 20s, but I didn't see us scoring in the red zone like we should have. And for me, I mean, obviously when you get turnovers and you get good field position, you got to take full advantage of it. But I thought kind of everything that led to what happened in the second half was due to a lack of consistency in the first half. Yes, it looked good when we put up 13 points and our defense played well, but there were a reason we weren't able to run the ball effectively. That happened in the first half as well. Guys were getting beat. We had offensive linemen turning and looking at Jalen instead of pushing linemen downfield and being able to pick up big runs when we needed and set up the play action game. I've been waiting for us to do more play action from under the center when it just seems like we're just running the football while we're under the center.
Yeah, I look at that second half, and this has happened a couple times this year, Fav, where, you know, they look good in the first half, and then you come out in the second half, and either the game plan changes or we don't change the game plan, and the other team somehow has made adjustments, and we're not making adjustments. I'm not necessarily pinning it on anyone. I guess I'm just curious as to how is that allowed or permissible for an entire half where it looks like we can't get anything done. What, like, have you been in a situation like that? And if so, addressing it with the OC or the head coach, like how does that work?
You know what? It's funny because I don't think I have been in that situation where it's been so many times. And I think, you know, we all go through games and seasons when you play for a long period of time where you're going to come out in the second half. It's just not as crisp as it was in the first or vice versa. But this has been consistent. This has been all season. And, I can sit from a former standpoint and say, you know, obviously that's a conversation you have on the sideline of what we can do to change it. But then you look at it as now just a fan, that's something that the head coach has to step in and make that decision. Because it seemed like to me they wanted to establish the run in the second half, and we were just getting beat up front. And so now you're forced to pass the ball. And when you're running two-man routes and not being able to kind of shock them a little bit with your formations, your motions, or whatever it may be, you're just kind of going to be stagnant, and that's exactly what happened in the second half.
You mentioned the offensive line, and it's been something we've talked about all year. I think the thing that we're always trying to get a handle on is, are these guys just physically not what they were last year, and it is what it is, or is it something that they maybe could have coached around and they haven't done that? If it's the former, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's the latter, it's frustrating. Is this something where these guys are just physically getting beat that you see, both from a pass and a run game perspective?
You know what? I love Coach Stoutland, and I've known Coach Stoutland since I was at Syracuse. He was there with me, and he does a great job of coaching. So I won't say it's the coaching. I think it's more of the injuries that we've been faced with in the different positions, and then also the consistency with the guys. And so, like I talked about during the middle of the season, and maybe even before the season, you know, Malata has been, it's probably been his worst year of consistent play that he's been there since he's been there. I would say Juergens is being young. You know, it's been really tough for him this year with injuries and then coming back and then not being consistent. I mean, that Buffalo game, that was tough. For a Pro Bowler to play like that, you know, it's tough. And so I would say a little bit of lack of consistency and also production from an offensive line standpoint. So I see it's more the players, not so much the coaching.
Yeah.
Defensively, the team has gotten better all year. We were talking about whether they are a championship-level defense. Is the performance you saw yesterday, do you think that is a defense that can carry a team that has not been consistent enough on offense?
I would say yes, and I think the best thing that's happened to that defense is with Jalen Carter being hurt, where other guys had to step up, and now you get a chance to see what other guys can do in key roles. And so as far as our secondary is concerned, I know the question as far as who's going to be the second corner. George Jackson has kind of stepped into that role. I think Ringo is, you know, been more of a special teams guy. And then when you use Cooper kind of playing inside and outside, it helps in so many ways. So I think for the defense, you got to tip your hat off to them because they have been consistent and they've continued to get better as the year went on.
We got a big week coming up here, and we've been in this situation in the past. Resting players versus playing guys. They got the number two seed that they still can get if Chicago loses to Detroit. How would you approach going into this game? Would you want to go for that number two seed, or would you do the whole resting thing?
No, I'm going for the number two seed. You know, because I want to represent at our home, and I want to make sure that we're in a position where we're dictating exactly what's going on and where we're going. And I think for this Philadelphia Eagles team, to be honest with you, as much as we've talked about their offense, they need to play at least a half. And so what does that look like? That looks like the offensive line trying to establish something, momentum, to be able to, you know, get some consistency up front. And then also our play-action game. I think in this next game, this is an opportunity for the offense and Kevin Petula to do something we haven't seen. And what does that look like? That means attack downfield. Let's open up the passing game a little bit now so we put that on film. And now everybody else starts to understand that that's something that we could do.
There was a, I'm not sure how much of it you saw because it wasn't an Eagles game, but there was a shootout last night between the Bears and the Niners with two quarterbacks.
Oh, I've seen
it. Okay, well then, I wonder what you think of the play of the two quarterbacks, you know, one young, one not young, Brock Purdy and Caleb Williams, what they have done. What's that? Well, but Purdy's what? Purdy's probably 30, you know.
20, I think Purdy's only about 26 years old, 27 years old.
26.
There you go. Yeah. Just curious what you thought of their play last night and this year. You know, Caleb, his second year in the league. Purdy been, you know, had an off year last year but seems to be playing great this year. Some good quarterback play in the NFC this year. Yeah. And wanted to know what you thought of those two guys last night.
Well, what I've seen was progression. I've seen progression from the San Francisco organization and football team, and Brock Purdy being that. Remember, he started out, he was banged up a little bit. Mac Jones carried the load, and I believe he went 5-1 in his six starts. And Purdy came back and just continued to take it from there. Give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan and that offense because McCaffrey has really elevated his game with all the injuries that they've been faced with Kittles and their offensive line kind of being in shambles a bit. But they've done a great job. I was impressed by the way their team played as a whole with, Fred Warner being out and the injuries that they have on defense. So I was impressed with San Francisco. As far as the Bears are concerned, you got to give Caleb a little bit more love than what he's been given. I think a lot of people have been looking to see if he can exist in this offense with Ben Johnson. And he's continued to flourish, and I'm really impressed by the way he's handled himself throughout this whole process and where the Bears are at this point.
So I think I've asked you this before. The last one for me is just Eagles go in, beat Buffalo, and the hierarchy of the NFC. The team's going to make the playoffs. We have the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Bears, the Packers, the Eagles, and then whoever wins the NFC South. Where do you see the Eagles in that hierarchy of NFC teams right now?
Well, last week I believe I said that they were probably two or three.
Yes.
You know, I kind of had them a little bit of 2A, 2B with Seattle. Sam Darnold just hasn't been consistent enough for me to continue to have Seattle in that position. For me, when I also look at how San Francisco's been playing, I think you gotta have to kind of put San Francisco in that position now, it all depends on what they do, obviously, in this week's game. If they win that, they get the number two seed, I believe, or number one overall. And so you gotta put them in there. I would say the Eagles are probably, they're still stuck at two, I think, two, possibly three. No lower than that, though.
Yeah, I think that's about right. All right, Donovan.
I got one more for you.
Oh, okay.
You've been on your NHL tour.
Come on.
Now, I saw you. I saw you.
You got me fired up.
But hockey?
Yes. Well, listen.
No, the other NHL.
That's
fine.
Yeah. Well, Fob knows the better athletes in his family or it's from Roxy's side of the family.
Whoa. See, don't be trying to butter up now, Ike. You trying to butter up. She ain't listening.
No, listen. I was impressed, man. You got nephew out there checking out his uncle and everything, man. Listen, I think it's a big deal, man. I love the fact that you out there taking the hockey tour, man. Loved it. Seriously. I loved
it,
man.
You know, I got softball, I got basketball and football.
He is everywhere,
man.
You know,
I got to spend some time with my baby boy. It was his dream of possibly playing in the NHL. He's got cousins that are playing professionally and on the Olympic level. So, you know, he's inspired. And he's been playing well, man. He made the all-star team here for his high school. And he's been playing club and traveling. So, you know, I'm happy about him and the work he's been put forth. And so, you know, we just produce numbered athletes over here.
I see it. I see you.
Well, and Donovan, in fairness, now you did play football and basketball in college, but I did see Roxy play in college.
Yep.
And can we at least all admit that Roxy's a better basketball player than you are?
For sure.
I mean, can we all just say that for sure?
All Whoa.
She was. I saw you both play.
Hey, as I mentioned to Ike before, she's not listening. I am the better basketball player. When it comes to scoring, I'm up top. When it comes to shooting, I'm up top. Now, she can run the point guard and distribute
she can.
And all that. But I'm the scorer of the family.
Okay. Okay.
See, that's the way he was on the Eagles basketball team. That's how he was, man. That's how he was.
That's right.
Don't shoot.
Feed me. I'm open. I'm always open.
Wow, the NHL and accusing your wife of being a better basketball player than you has woken you up on
this
phone call.
Yeah, man, you see that? I knew that would get him. All right, brother, man.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week. Yes.
Everything is going to turn out for the better, man. Everybody keep their head up. I think the most important thing, the guys, that we got to look at, and I said it, and people kind of took it a little bit the wrong way, but it's right. It's almost like the Giants season when they ended up winning the Super Bowl. Didn't play well in the regular season, and then all of a sudden, your quarterback starts to elevate his game, and offensively, the Giants put themselves in a position where their defense carried them pretty much through, and they ended up finding a way to win. So I think this might be one of those type of seasons.
I like it.
Fingers crossed, Donovan. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year, bro.
Sounds good, guys. All right, now.
Yep.
All right, there he is, the great Donovan McNabb. Roxy.
Second best athlete in his family.
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Roxy was a better basketball player than him.
Of course
I'm
she
sorry.
Was. I told him that.
Yeah. She could really play. You know.
Point guard at Syracuse.
Yes.
You know, I told Five, he knows this, you got to play at Syracuse because they wanted you as a quarterback. They had to promise you could play basketball too.
Yeah, and.
Because he was a good high school basketball player.
And Now that he's not on, I can say this. He didn't play very much. Yeah, I mean, you know that there was always the guys at the end of the bench that when they came in, everybody cheered and acted all excited. That was Donovan.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you say he's a manager?
Well, he wasn't a manager. I'm just saying. And maybe they didn't want him to get hurt, you know, because of football and all that stuff. But those were – it's not like
– those were good Syracuse basketball teams.
They were good. They weren't – you know, if he was good. I'm just saying.
He's never coming back on.
They were a top five team or anything. You know, he didn't go to the Final Four.
Roxy's brother plays for is it Calgary or Toronto?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, her brother plays
her
in the NHL. Yeah.
I thought it was his nephew. I thought it was his nephew that was playing. I guess it was.
You might be right.
I thought brother.
Is it a nephew?
I think it's nephew.
I think it's
nephew. Oh, yeah, because a brother would be too old.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the nephew.
Yeah, it was nephew. Because I remember it was about 10 years ago or 12 years ago when he went into the league.
Yes. Yeah. It's her nephew, yeah.
So where. It's hard to.
It's her brother's son that's in the NHL. Yeah.
Yes. Just thinking about the NFC, that final question for Donovan is the NFC went from there's nobody good to it does seem like there are a bunch of good teams in the NFL, in the NFC. Rams are a good team. We know they're a good team. It's funny. They are the Super Bowl favorites. They might end up as the 6 or 7
Ain't
seed.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I don't want to play the Rams.
Yes. Right. Everyone's terrified of playing the Rams. But the NFC West is the best division of football. Yeah. I think everyone agrees they don't really trust the Seahawks. Sam Darnold, I think Sam Darnold has more interceptions than anybody. It might in the NFL this year.
Sam Darnold,
I think so. Yeah, look that up, Jack. So I'm trying to think. I think I would put. I still think the Rams are the best team in the NFC, but I think I would put the Eagles with everyone else, or with the 49ers and. Probably with the 49ers as the second best team. And then Seattle.
49ers offense is playing way better.
Yes.
But their defense isn't as good as the Eagles.
Geno has the most. And then Sua, and then Darnold.
Okay. How many fumbles does Darnold have? Do you see that as well?
I don't see fumbles.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So he might have the most turnovers.
Might have the most turnovers total. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're right there with the and look. The thing about the Rams
and the Rams
is,
defense isn't great.
No, their secondary especially is not great. I think the thing is that you might not even have to beat the Rams. That is the thing. And if you play the Rams at this point, it's going to be in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wow. You imagine that? Did we mess around and get the Rams in the first round?
Yeah, not a good draw.
Because that would be the 3-6 matchup, right?
That would be the 3-6 matchup. Yeah.
Lord. Lordy, Lord.
Yeah, I'd much rather take on the Packers again.
Because either the Rams can be 6, but Seattle or San Francisco is going to 5.
Yes.
So one of them is going to be the 1 seed.
And one will be the 5 seed.
Be the 5 seed, yeah. So the Rams can't even be the 5 seed.
And if you're the Rams, talk about resting players. There's nothing really, I guess you could.
They got no reason to play anybody next week.
Even tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to take 2 weeks off, though, do you?
I guess not. Maybe play the first half?
Yeah, you kind of get them out. I think that might be what the Eagles wind up doing.
Have the guys play the first half.
Yeah.
And then see where
the
other
game
is.
Keep an eye on the scoreboard and then possibly get guys out of there.
Hey, Buzz, do you have that Saquon sound I have of the
Smitty
rundown?
Definitely wants that 1,000 yards.
What's he, like 40?
Yeah, he's
40
about,
yards
yeah,
away?
Yeah.
Saquon has been very honest in his after-game availabilities every year. He did say something that was sort of funny yesterday. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, right? And, obviously we know we got to get better and we have to improve. But like kind of how you just said, we know we're not playing at a consistent level and a lot of great things have been happening. Back-to-back NFC East division champs. Came to Buffalo, beat a really good team. And, that's why I like, obviously, you get frustrated is not the word. We're competitors, and we want to improve and get better. But when you have that mindset, you're like, dang, it can kind of get scary once we figure it out. And that's the goal, and that's what we got to do. We got to come to work and keep grinding and keep getting better, and it's going to take all of us to do it, and we know that.
What's today's date?
It is funny to say it could get scary once we figure it out.
December 29th.
Yes.
About to be week 18.
Yeah, he might not even play on Sunday.
Yeah.
It every time this has, I think I said to you guys in a text message yesterday, such a weird Eagles year, because every time, defensively not weird, offensively weird.
Sure.
Because there have been moments where it looks like they're figuring it out.
Yeah, you're like, why can't y'all do this all the time?
And every time it looks like they start to figure it out, they punch you in the face with a reminder that they have not figured it out.
Don't get too happy yet.
Yes, yeah.
Just complete one pass in the second half. You don't have to do the no completions thing with the offense.
And win both games.
How about 17 yards in the second half?
17 and win.
Yeah, and win. On the road in Buffalo.
2-0.
It's a tough way to keep going, man.
Coming up next, we haven't heard very much from old Bryce since he was upset.
What happened?
At the elite, comment. But we did, I don't know, see something from Bryce over the weekend that we'll talk about.
We got the hint. We got the message, Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 3,300, by the way.
Oh, for MVP?
Oh, that ain't good enough.
Yeah. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands, grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find the retailer near you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a good pick.
In the morning, gotta thank God. Seems kind of hot. No smog. And mama cooking breakfast with no hog.
All right, we'll start talking now before this next line.
Yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is your 430 90s.
I gotta go, got me a drop top. My man, Ice Cube. Very underrated rapper.
Oh, very underrated.
Well, love Ice Cube.
He had a great peak, and then the movie started happening.
Yeah.
But you have Death Certificate and the Predator.
Yes.
And, of course, he was in N.W.A.
Kill It Will.
Yeah, and then...
Did he do Kill It Will? He did Kill It Will, right?
Kill It Will.
Wasn't there an album called Kill It Will? I think so. I could be wrong. I usually am.
Okay.
But I don't know. Then he had the Lynch Mob.
Lynch Mob was great.
That was a group. Yep.
Lynch Mob was great.
He basically put West Coast gangster rap on the map.
And
he said he wrote all of N.W.A.'s lyrics.
Yeah, and Kill At Will, yes.
Kill At Will.
Ah, see? Yeah.
Yes. When was Kill At Will?
It looks like 1990.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was before, just trying to figure out when everything happened. That's before Death Certificate, and it's before.
That might have been the one after Death Certificate.
It was released soon after America's Most Wanted.
Also, it was before Death Certificate.
There you go. All right. There
America's
it is.
America's Most Wanted.
There is your your Ice Cube moment.
That's right. I loved him in Are We There Yet?
Have you seen Friday yet?
I have seen Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going through the phase where I had to watch all those movies.
Yeah.
Make sure I was up to date.
Oh, what movies?
Well, you know, I was getting
all the black movies.
I was getting accused of not watching.
Yeah, we all hear him.
Yeah, the delegation was on me.
Yeah, we were on him.
Yeah,
so you do realize next Friday at the Next is a
Christmas movie.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah,
more than Die Hard.
I think more than Die Hard for sure. Somebody sent us a video, or somebody asked Reginald Vell Johnson if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and he said it was. He said it was. We will get back to the Eagles, but we do have a very important baseball update from our guy over there.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
First off, the most important thing.
Yeah.
Well, second most important thing. We'll get to the shirt. Bryce also did join Team USA as the first baseman. That was announced last week while we were off.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
True Patriot.
And I saw Pete Alonso was begging Mark DeRosa on foul territory to call him.
Nope.
And Bryce said, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Pete's like, oh, it'd be cool if you called, Mark, please.
So
really?
Yes.
Are we? Okay. Before
I knew this is where this I can already read you like a book.
I had this argument Saturday.
Oh, really?
With some of my neighbors.
Well,
I know what you're going to say.
Well, just let me throw it out there.
All right.
Okay. So we have a guy.
Here we go.
Who has had injury issues pretty consistently over the last half decade.
The Jalen people, I understand them now.
Has a wrist thing that bothers him so much he's getting a blood transfusion to help heal it.
Hell yeah.
Do we really need him playing ultra competitive baseball at the beginning of March before a season where who knows how many years of our elder statesman Phillies are going to be highly productive?
Wait till we get Braggy.
I don't know. I just...
It's going to get him off to a good start.
He's going to be locked in earlier this year.
Yep, he's going to be locked in early.
Listen, I understand.
Watch the video of Edwin Diaz,
yes, I know.
Tearing his knee apart.
I know.
Oh, God. Listen, seriously, Spike.
I'm just saying.
Why don't they all send? I just cancel the World Baseball Classic.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe if you're 23 or something, but not when you're having blood transfusions to have your wrist feel better. I am just saying.
He's playing first base.
Are we sure? But,
here we go.
Well, all he did was play first base last year.
Like slander of the first base position.
I just
always, slander.
It's always just, he's just standing at first base. I tried to tell you his back's hurting because he's gonna bend over a little bit.
Wow, I just know when there was another often injured Philadelphia star who represented the United States in the Olympics.
Oh, really?
You're just as mopey as him.
And at least That was the Olympics, not some made-up tournament.
Oh, the World Cup was made up at one point.
It's the World Cup is probably the biggest sporting yes. event in the world.
And who's to say the World Baseball Classic isn't next?
Well, I'm going to tell you it's not next. And I just know when Joel Embiid played for the Olympics in for America.
And everyone loved it.
There were plenty of people who said his number one thing should be rehabbing and playing for the Sixers. And I'm just asking the question. Should Bryce Harper's number one thing be making sure that he is physically in the best possible physical condition? And there's a reason they have spring training before they play important baseball, is to get your body in condition to play important baseball. In this, he's going to be putting high-impact stress on his body very early in spring training. So I just wanted to ask the question, are we sure we want Bryce playing in the World Baseball Classic?
Well, I tell you, the neighbors didn't bring up the Embiid angle. That's a good angle.
Well, yeah, come on. I'm
he's been sitting on that for a week.
That's a good angle.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was ready to defend this with against that.
Yeah,
I don't really have a defense for that.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I can't even say the injury history because Bryce has an injury history as well. So
he does.
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
So what do we think?
Well, he's not 7'2", 270 pounds.
That's a good point.
It's not as – Joel Embiid had to do, I think, more athletic stuff than what Bryce has to do.
Sure.
Right? And so I'm not telling you that Bryce couldn't get hurt. I just look at what the benefits could be, and I'm saying to myself, this gets Bryce locked in earlier, and maybe he gets off to a faster start than a slow start, and maybe that helps him out. That's sort of the way I'm looking at it with Bryce in this situation.
I'm actually looking at it different.
Well, I'm surprised.
Because now that I think about it,
here we go.
I think that Bryce looks at this as a marketing vehicle for Bryce.
Yeah.
And Bryce wants to have the American flag on him, and Bryce wants to have some big moment where he's doing something for the country.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because all Bryce cares about is marketing Bryce. That's what Bryce cares about. Bryce cares about marketing Bryce. And
Speaking of.
Yeah. That's all. I wonder if he is doing this to be locked in, or if I wonder if he's doing this as a marketing vehicle for himself.
He gets put on the Stars and Stripes. That's not special. He's going to have a moment in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. You know he's going to have a moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to have a moment in the playoffs.
Yeah, he usually does.
Yeah, after Kyle Schwarber didn't already hit two home runs or something.
Opposite field double. Okay. Game three.
Already up 6-0 or something.
Everyone's talking about it.
No one's talking about it.
Not one person?
So you think it's fine?
Well, again, I just think it's cool he's playing. So, I understand the head being like, this is dumb. Why is he playing?
Yes.
It's a pointless tournament that no one really cares about yet.
Yeah.
But my heart says I think it's awesome. Like, I can't wait to see him play in the World Baseball Classic. And I think that team's going to be sick, and we got to take down Japan.
He
better not get injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he gets injured, it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, I don't head into things thinking about injury.
I agree, and I'm normally with you on that.
You like that?
All I'm saying is that one thing that got Joel crushed, even those who was okay with him playing in the Olympics like I was.
Yeah.
When you're not ready to play at the beginning of the season,
yes,
and the season turns out the way that it did, that just made people even angrier about his decision to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, I think it's less about him hurting himself specifically and more about if it's 3 weeks into the season and he's like, the wrist isn't quite right.
Right.
I got to take off a couple weeks. I don't know. I don't know. I was, I can do my Bryce cares about Bryce, sort of stuff. But I think it is – given when the World Baseball Classic is, the fact that it almost makes more sense to have it in the middle of the season and have baseball shut down for a week or something and do it then, as opposed to doing it right at the beginning of spring training when the guys are just not in shape
yet. Yeah, the pitchers are cold.
But it could cancel the All-Star game.
They could?
Yeah.
I mean, the years that they want to do the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
And just do the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
It would it's be essentially then, an All-Star game anyway.
Yeah. But then if they got hurt during that and the team's in a pennant race, that there's really no great time to do it.
No.
Unless you want to do it after the year.
Yeah, after the World Series.
Nobody will play in it.
Yeah, right.
No one wants to.
So there's something else here, though, Jack. Get to the next thing.
Get to the most important part.
Get to the next thing.
This is exciting as well.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Well,
merch?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I don't read the same way you guys do, clearly. Because I saw him.
What do we see? What do we see?
Well, I saw he's locked in. He's in the cages already.
Okay, that's great.
And he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
It said not elite.
Oh.
And I tell you what, I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you love it?
Buzz, that's what a 10-inch of drop should have came.
Yeah. Yeah. Cars would have ever touched.
Yep. On one of those.
Yep, one of those. Yep.
I loved it. I like that he's taking it personally. I like that he's hopefully using it as motivation. And I can't wait for a nice little 27 home run, 280 season from Brycey.
No.
You guys don't like it?
No.
No, I think it's lame.
27 home runs.
I was just kidding.
Say what?
Hoping for 30 plus.
That just proves Dombrowski's point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you want Bryce to do? Just say, like, I agree? Like,
I thought this was over. I thought it was over.
And
let it go.
So let me tell you the conversation I had with Fritzy.
Okay.
Okay.
That I'm a little concerned with.
Okay.
Just a little bit. He's consumed with this.
Yes.
And it's not a motivating thing. He's irritated by it.
Right.
So I wonder if this changes his personality this year. Does he feel slighted by the organization, particularly Dave Dombrowski, for doing this? What's his mood going to be like all year?
Right.
So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if he is offended by the idea that he somehow needed to be pushed and prodded to play better or work hard. It's almost saying as if he took shortcuts or he didn't work as hard. Right? When someone says, you know,
if they're doing to try to motivate
him. Yeah, if they're doing to try to motivate him, it's like, what do you mean? He's not already motivated?
Yeah.
You know, great players are usually self-motivators. Now, the production wasn't there, but that's different than saying he hasn't been motivated and he's just resting on his laurels. I think he got offended by that. And I wonder if he carries that as baggage on top of the non-extension that he's been looking for. And somehow this puts a cloud over them.
Well, and does it somehow turn into either him or me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and there's a distraction there.
Yeah, which I don't think that's a pretty big leap to make.
The fact that you went and got a T-shirt that says "Not Elite" and posted it means he wants everybody talking about this in some fashion.
Well, and let's take a step back. This means Bryce has to tell somebody, make me a T-shirt that says "Not Elite" on it, so I can wear it when a picture is taken of me.
Video.
A video is taken of me
in
the batting cages so everyone can see that I've done it. Like, and you talked about his mood. It's not like his mood during the year was aces last year.
I know.
You know? I just go out and play great and have a good playoffs.
That's really what it boils down to.
Just go out and play great and have a good playoffs. Can we not get wrapped up in this thing that Dombrowski said it? Dombrowski publicly apologized for it.
Yep.
Said that he reached out to Bryce separately for it.
Yep.
I don't want to hear about your contract. I don't want to hear about whether you're elite or not. I just want you to go out and be the player that everyone expects you to be, and for you and the player that you say that you still are. That's it. And I want you to do it in the playoffs too. And I don't want some crybaby thing if they let JT Realmuto walk. I don't want some crybaby thing that Kyle Schwarber is making more money average per year than you are. Like, you signed the 13-year deal. You've been injured every single year. You didn't come through in the playoffs last year. The team has been disappointing in the playoffs for two consecutive years. Go out and do it. Like, your T-shirts in December do not matter. And if you have a problem with Dombrowski, I just want to let it go. I want everybody to let it go and go and produce. That's all.
Actually, I forgot about it because I'm so locked in on the Eagles season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when the video came, when that picture was there, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. The whole not elite thing.
Like, who does he call? Does he ask his wife, can you call the T-shirt guy and make a not elite T-shirt for me?
Well, you can call Under Armour. Yeah. They probably make it for him.
Well, I think he's a Fanatics athlete.
Oh, well, there you go.
He?
Yeah.
Call up Michael Rubin.
Call up Michael Rubin.
Yeah.
Call up Rubsy.
I'm surprised it wasn't misspelled.
So I want,
or the wrong size?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. Wow. I'm a Fanatics customer.
Well, yeah, we all are. We're all Fanatics customers.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And this is really to refresh my memory. Are we the first people that he speaks to?
Well,
he'll probably talk to beat writers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize, like, does he speak? So I'm wondering, does he bring it up then?
Right.
Well, they're going to ask about it.
Well, my whole thing is, does he bring it up in a sarcastic way? Like, yeah, I heard I'm not elite, or some people around here think that I'm not elite. Or I'm just wondering how he addresses it when it's brought up to him.
I think the Phillies reporters are good at asking questions, generally. So I think someone will say, this will get their – you know, Matt Gelb talked to him about it because he reached out to Matt Gelb, or his agent reached out to Matt Gelb, whatever.
Bad idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Bad idea by Bryce.
Bad idea by Bryce. No offense to Matt Gelb. Yeah. That was – you know, you're the one that got it, whatever. Somebody will ask him about this. And the right thing for him to do is to downplay it. That would be my opinion, is the right thing to do is to downplay it at that point. We're 5 months after. It makes you look small at that point. But it will be an interesting thing to talk to him about.
Yep.
I do want to know what his offseason plan was like this year compared to other years, if it was different. He seems like a guy that is obsessed with taking care of himself physically, which must make him more frustrated that his body isn't doing what it wants, what he wants it to do.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Ben in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up, Ben?
What up, Ben?
Quick question for you on Bryce Harper. First of all, wearing the shirt was just childish. I mean, he's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be the guy that we all lean on. And quite honestly, he didn't have an elite year last year, and I can't remember a significant hit that he had after the All-Star game. So
the Dodgers game to give him a lead late, but everyone's sleeping.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
the night they won the NL East. But
on this baseball, World Baseball thing, I forget. I think the Phillies pay his contract still, and he has an obligation to be part of the team. Spring training is not necessarily the most important thing anymore, but it still builds team chemistry. And I don't think I'm not a big fan of the baseball cup or whatever they call it.
World Baseball Classic. I know, Spike, you made – not to cut you off, and I'll let you finish your point. Spike, you made a great point about the whole marketing aspect of it, and it is a platform for him to do that, and we know that is a part of him, his branding. But I also wonder, it's 2.5 weeks he can get away from the Phillies.
That's it. And you think that's a
– Well, I just wonder what his feeling is about all of this. Yeah. Is he happy or is he not happy?
About the Phillies in general.
About the situation in general, yeah.
Well, there's no way. If they let JT Realmuto go, there's no way he's going to be happy about it. He's obviously not happy about the extension thing. And I think if you put him on a lie detector test, he probably respects Kyle Schwarber quite a bit, but he's probably not thrilled that the big contract now is, even though Bryce still has more years and more money left than Kyle Schwarber has, but that the big contract they handed out, that they paid Kyle Schwarber before they gave him more money. That would be my guess. As far as getting away from the team, I don't know. I just know this. I'm not here to count anyone else's money. Bryce Harper is allowed to make as much money as he possibly can. Mm-hmm. Every professional athlete is. That they are the best in the world at what they do. They're allowed to make all that money. But at a certain point, like, he's made a ton of money. Your marketing angle at this point just shouldn't, to me, should not be your number one thing. And you're
marketing guy.
And you're, but enough. Like, enough. You've marketed. He's been a marketing guy his whole career, but he's 32 years old and he hasn't won a World Series. Like, the best marketing would be
winning a World Series.
That is what, you know, everybody knows who he is. There's no baseball fan who doesn't know Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is one of the most famous baseball players there is. And I just, to an extent, you got the biggest contract ever handed out when you got it. You still have 6 years left on your deal. You have plenty of money. I don't care. The fact that he is wrapped up about an extension or wrapped up about marketing, to me, is the wrong thing to be wrapped up about at this point, especially if we know about it. Privately is one thing, but publicly is another thing. And I see the World Baseball Classic as an attempt for him to market himself. And he's obviously upset about the extension thing, because otherwise I think the elite thing would probably go away. To me, the elite thing, when Dombrowski said it, was a message to him and his agent about a contract, and his pushback is about a contract to me.
Yep.
So,
yeah, exactly. My one Eagle point yesterday.
Yes.
I think the most disappointing part of the game was watching Buffalo come up with a hook and ladder, get a key first down, and we didn't make any adjustments in the whole second half, and nothing was done to make the offense more creative or adjust to the weather or adjust to what was done. And it's so frustrating to watch that.
Yeah. That's a fair point on all that. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Ben. I go back. I think this is the first time that it was based on what?
Pete the Crab in the house.
There he is. Everyone's favorite. There he is.
Right.
There he is.
Half off. That's right.
I think Sirianni's comments after the game about him needing to go and make himself more involved in the offense during the game if he needs to was the first time that I said to myself, maybe their play calling thing is a mess. And I think the offensive line thing is a real thing. If your offensive line isn't functioning properly, you can't run the football,
yeah,
it makes everything else harder with the Eagles, because we all know the Eagles aren't going to be a pass-first football team. It's not how it's going to work. The offensive line wasn't playing well in the second half. And as Donovan mentioned, maybe they didn't even play that well in the first half. I don't know. But hearing Sirianni talk about that and seeing the way that they have gone from, you know, I think there were only two or three times that I saw Jalen in empty yesterday, and both times he audibled to have Saquon back. He audibled out of it and had Saquon back with him. Mm-hmm. But the under center play action, we got it, and then it was gone. They had such success with spread and five out last week, and I think we hardly saw it. And then you hear Sirianni talking about, well, I need to go talk to Kevin Petullo more. And I just think to myself, I defended that for a while, saying that it was the play of the players, that it was the limitations of Jalen, that it was the offensive line not playing well. I think all those things are true. But hearing Sirianni after the game yesterday was the first time that I thought to myself, maybe they are a mess.
Yeah. You know what's ironic about what you just said? The first play of the game was a play action pass.
Yes, from under center. It was.
First play of the game.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how open Jahan Dotson was, but I was actually shocked when I saw that.
That they did it right
and
away.
I don't think they did it again the rest of the
game.
No.
I just it doesn't seem like I can't tell if their lack of a coherent principled offense as to what they do. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about you watch the 49ers, you know what they do on offense. You watch the Rams, you know what they do on offense, right? You watch the Eagles, and you don't really know what they do. And I can't tell if it's because the things that they do well, they're not able to execute and do well, so they're searching, right? So they're reaching for this and reaching for that and reaching for this and seeing what works that particular game. Or if it's the other way, if the reason that they do not have a coherent way of doing it is because they don't stick to anything and they don't really have a coherent sense of what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's just the first time that I've ever questioned that. And I know people have questioned that earlier, and I poo-pooed it, but now I'm at the point where I'm questioning it now.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the answers after the game sort of leave you with no other choice but to question, like, what are they doing? Yeah, like what's going on here?
Yeah, is Kevin Petullo calling the plays or isn't he calling the plays? what what are you busy with, Nick? You can't talk to Kevin Petullo. You're an offensive head coach. You're busy doing arm bars with Petullo. How about, I have an idea. After you do the arm bar, have a little download session with the guy where you guys talk about what plays you're going to call. What are you doing? Aside from talking to Kevin Petullo, for Christ's sake, honestly.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's always been his thing. He's able to manage the game better when he's not calling the plays.
What? Manage that. Okay, whatever. All right. Coming up next, we have Jack's Top 5 at 5.
It's a 10 spike segment.
Yeah. He's
upset.
Anyone else you need to take down?
Well, that started off with the Bryce thing.
The Bryce thing.
I knew what I had to do.
You get a little testy about Bryce.
I do.
I know. Well, because it's the Embiid thing with him. It's like Embiid and Bryce.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want the best for both of them.
Yeah, no, you want to
And you saw I've turned on Embiid.
No, you don't.
I've turned on Embiid.
You want to keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
That is what you want.
Well, I do want to keep that same energy.
I know you do.
But I think people do keep that energy with Bryce now, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. People hate Bryce now.
Oh, there
it is. That's
why you successfully turned everybody against him.
I hope everyone's happy.
Except for me and Fritz over here.
Yeah, I hope everyone's happy.
Two lap dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to get my own shirt.
215-592-9494.
I definitely want one.
I want one too.
We should all wear not elite shirts.
No, you can't wear one.
You can wear the rivalry pack.
I'll wear the rivalry pack. You guys were not allowed to
use it. And you did say privately over the weekend.
Well, here it is. What did I say privately over the weekend?
You would get a not elite tattoo if he won MVP this year.
I did. I will. I said I'd get a Bryce tattoo.
Yeah, on your lower back, you said, too.
No, you said on my lower back. If Bryce wins MVP, I will get a Bryce-related tattoo.
You say Bryce is my daddy.
Wow.
Yes. Not elite, three something. I'm not getting his face.
No. Who would ever do that?
I don't have anybody's face tattooed on me except for my dog.
Yeah, that's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Whoever said on the radio they would do that.
And then do it.
And then do it.
All right. 215-592-9494. The top five and five is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, here's why I love Emmons. Everything they install is made right here in the U.S. of A. They have Owens Corning shingles from Jersey. How about the CertainTeed siding from right outside of Philly? And then you got the Provia windows and doors handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio and all custom for your home. From Philly to the shore, homeowners trust Emmons because they show up, do the job right, and stand behind their work. You need something done inside the house? Guess what? Emmons Remodeling is the real deal for kitchens, baths, and basements. Plus, they do free estimates, free computer design, and they build it to your budget at a great price. Visit callemmons.com today and tell them Ike sent you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.